Blog Talk Radio.
This is TTS Swag Radio. Take breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
DJ J Prince. Today's topic is family. We are going to talk about the importance of family, family disagreements, family member viewpoints, and more. So stay tuned. Call in now at 773-897-6231. Again, that's 773-897-6231. And we want to thank all our callers right now. And y'all go check out our Instagram, swagradio.us, and our Facebook at swagradio ASAP.
I'm
guys, and we are back. Okay, you guys, and we are back. So, what is family to you?
Well, family to me is a group of people that share blood or you unite, like you have a mother and then she's a different person. And then not your dad,
but someone else, and then it's family if you guys unite.
Okay, family to me is someone who is there for you, loyal for you, and everything like that. But a true family is someone who shares blood, and like DJ J Prince said, but a lot of families and things like that, and they don't share blood, but they're still a family. Someone who's there for each other and things like that. DJ J Prince, ask Mama, please tell us what a family is to you.
Well, I think you have different categories. You have traditional bloodline family, and then you have people that are extended family. Like, I believe my best friends are my family because I have been knowing them forever. We comfort each other. We provide for each other. We help each other. We're there through thick and thin. So I think you have two different dynamics. You have the traditional bloodline family, and then you have extended family. That may be people that you choose, because the bloodline family, you can't choose them. But the extended family, you can. And that could be the people that are through marriage, possibly, or just like I said, your best friends or somebody that's real close to you, or maybe, let's say, your parents or something died, and then you get adopted. That's your family, your adopted people, or you got foster brothers and sisters. I believe that's your family, too. Let's take it back to DJ J Prince.
Okay, take it back to Princess Nina. But family do for you, DJ J Prince. What do they do? What do they provide?
They provide clothes, shoes, and foodie.
Foodie? What is foodie?
Food.
Okay, so family to me, they're loyal. They provide things for you that you need. They help you through struggles. They're there to turn to. And it's like all y'all in a little group helping one another, being there for one another. And that's what it means to me. My ex-mama, what does your family do for you? Those are what my family does for me.
Well, it depends on which family members you're talking about. They are supposed to support you. They're supposed to encourage you. They're supposed to just be there for you. They're supposed to guide you. They're supposed to criticize you constructively. They're supposed to help bring out gifts in you. They're supposed to just be there for you, you know? Do my family do that? So if the question is, what does your family do for you? They challenge me. Sometimes they make me stronger based on the challenges. They have made me a great debater. They're supportive. What else? What else? That's my only things I can think of off the top of my head. But I'm sure before we leave this show, I'll think about some more. What about you, DJ J Prince?
You already said mine. Keep up.
Yeah. Okay. So now, you guys, tell me a list of expectations you have for a person in your life. What are some expectations that you have for people? One of mine is you have to be beneficial. If you're not beneficial, then there's really no point of you being there. Another one is loyalty. If you're not loyal to me and just go behind my back and say things and things like that, then what are you there for? I cannot trust you to tell me things. Those are two things. DJ J Prince, what are some expectations for people in your life?
You have to, like you said, have benefits for me. Like, if we're going to go somewhere and I don't get to participate, that's not a benefit. We're going to go to the mall and I don't get no new shoes, no new clothes. Why am I there? And then another one is, if I'm going to do something, you're going to have to come and support me. And, yeah, that's it.
Okay, ex-mama, what about you?
When you say, is it family still, or we're just saying people in general? Okay, well, the people in general, I think I'll rock with you when I say it has to be beneficial to me. I don't necessarily just mean financially. It could be physically. It could be emotionally. It could be mentally. It just has to make sense, you know? If it don't make sense, I don't want to be a part of it.
Okay, so you guys, here's a good question. Now, does your family do those things? Are they do they like pass the expectations that you have for people out there? Because we tend to let things slide when they're our family and just let them slide by. So, do your family members and things like that do those things? Do DJ Prince?
No.
DJ Prince. Okay. Do your family members do those things, ex-mama?
You know, in general, I would say yes, my family does do them things. It is beneficial for the majority of the people that's in my family. So my answer is going to be yes.
Next. Okay, so why do you think that we tend to let things slide when it's our family? From my perspective, I think we tend to let things slide because they're our blood and we want to forgive and forget when those that we love are trying to love. We forget those things because we're trying to love them and feel the same way about them. But when it's other people out there, we're like, hey, they're not our family. It's not really a big deal. So we don't think about, letting things slide with them. DJJ Prince, what do you think on that?
Same thing you said.
Okay, what about you, ex-mama?
Well, I think we tend to allow our family to take advantage of us or not meet up to certain standards and expectations because we feel we're not in control as much. You know, when you have a friend, you can cut them off, depending on what type of friend they are. With family, because you have so many connections and so many things that attach you to that person, you are going to have to see that person and interact. So sometimes when you're forced to have to interact with a person, it's better to just go ahead and, hey, be nice than it is to be bitter. So I think that's why, because of the ties that we have to our family, it makes it harder for us to just cut them off. That would be my answer.
Okay, DJJ Prince, please send us a song on the ones and twos.
Okay, again, y'all go follow our social sites. Our Instagram is Swag Radio. You know it's swagradio.us. Our Facebook is Swag Radio, Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station. The hot, new
radio station for kids and adults.
And adults, right, right, right. But mostly kids. Y'all know we got the power.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to play Mary J. Blige and Beyonce right here.
Well, you think you know how to love us? Draper, a.k.a. M-Z-K-Y-E. I am going to be reciting another poem that I wrote myself. It is called Woman, Be a Woman. There's something missing in the girls of today. That special touch is fading a little more in every way. No longer are girls confident in their looks or their shapes. They now only have what society has to say. Yeah, I'm a bitch. If you put bad on the front end, I'm a five-star team darker light skin, but when did it become fine to determine beauty on your shade? Hollywood has got them washed in everything that they say. Morals seem to be missing. Self-respect is at its last. Girls are getting implants to make the guys want the ass, but what happened to reading books to get a bigger brain to attract the man with heart and not the one who's spitting game? Girls with tattoos from the neck down, Jordan's on cap is fitted. Living a lifestyle like a guy, letting all of them hit it. And then they say, fuck love. Guys do it, why not? But you forget that being a woman is the most powerful thing you've got. Where is the power? It is in the heart, your mind, your head. But girls are confused. They think it lies between their legs. But little do they know it is a weapon for self-destruction if not used the right way with the proper instruction. Girls would rather take the felon, who is hot-tempered with no degree, and diss the business-owning gentleman who will offer all they need. And yet, the wonder is in the air about where all the good men are. These girls are choosing to be strippers instead of choosing to go to college, but they don't realize that's temporary. No one can take away your knowledge, but that doesn't matter to them because rappers talk about them in songs, but they aren't seeking you in the future. They'll need women who are strong. So, ladies, where do we travel from here on? Where being a bitch is a good thing and the new right is so wrong. Where we have to raise our daughters to know the difference between love and lust and show them the beauty of their hearts and not the beauty of their butts. How far can we get from being a hoe before a woman because a guy doesn't know your name but he's determined you are nothing? And society has washed you out to believe the same thing, that you have to show your body before anyone accepts your brain. How far can we get to stop hating one another and segregating beauty to be better than each other? I'm better because I'm skinny. I'm better because I'm thick. Truth is, it's just a feature. It doesn't mean a bit. So, girls, be women, not bitches, hoes, or sluts. You are God's gift to man, not a tool to fulfill lust. And if you cannot see your worth in the true beauty of being women, you are truly missing out on the blessing that has been given. Ladies, please respect yourselves. Thank you.
Okay, and we're back, you guys. So let's talk about Wanda. Since we were going to get into family disagreements and things like that, talk about one family disagreement that y'all had an altercation on or disagreed on. Please do not say any other names or anything like that. You could use a fake name or just a letter. But ask Mama, do you want to start us off?
On a disagreement? I have, I guess, disagreed with a couple of family members, but a disagreement that has lasted a long time. I would say the longest disagreement I have had was about, I think it's been almost a year now. Well, let me say this. The longest disagreement, well, you know, I can't say that I cared about, because that's not politically correct to say. I must just say mine's lasted about a year in counting. And I think it was more of a misunderstanding that led to the disagreement. I think it was just miscommunication and misunderstanding. And I say that because now that I'm replaying it, you know how you could just be mad and you know you're mad. Then you're like, wow, it's been so long. What were exactly the details? Not just what did that person say, but the things that led up to that. And it's just to my conclusion that sometimes, depending on the mind state of the person, they're not able or in a mind state to receive certain type of information or certain things based on things that are going on in their house, based on just circumstances. And we have to be aware of that when we're dealing with people, and especially family, you know, just what space people are in. Some people are in different spaces, in different places in their life when they're willing to truly do some self-reflection, and others is not. And then it's big on communication. Sometimes the closer somebody is, because we assume that they know our heart. We assume that they know these things and they know what we mean, and that may not actually be true. So my longest disagreement, I think it's a year in counting, and I would chop it up just to a misunderstanding. I don't have anything bad to say this family member, because this particular family member has been very influential in my life, and I wouldn't change her regardless. And she has made me or contributed to me being the person that I am today. So I would just say it was a misunderstanding. And we're going to play a song, and then when we come back, Princess Nina and DJ J Prince say their thing.
Okay, again, y'all go follow our social sites at Instagram, swagradio.us.
Get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Sucker nigga, get on your job. If you hatin', get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead, nigga. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a dope dealer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back down or ran from no nigga. I ain't sat down.
Motivation.
Niggas thinking only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All your hating is fuel to my
problem. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Niggas faking, only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All your hating is fuel to my fire.
Motivation.
Niggas fighting on the crown, so drive.
Motivation.
Hey, but I ain't slowing down, nice time.
Motivation.
Yeah, nigga, don't stop my show.
Motivation.
You ain't know I don't stop, I grow.
Motivation.
Suck a niggas can't make me suffer, just make me stronger.
Okay, you guys, and we're back. Okay, so a difference of disagreement I had with my family a time back. Well, I'm not gonna say any names or things like that, but my family disagrees on where we disagree on a lot of things sometimes, and we had a disagreement on rather where I should stay when I come up there, because I go up there for the summer and things like that. So one of my other family members wanted me to stay with them, and the other wanted me to stay with them. And then it was just like, basically, I haven't seen them in a long time, right? So when I went to go stay with one of my family members, and they have a daughter, and we hang out a lot, and we had a disagreement on the treatment, like she would favor her daughter more, and I understand that. Because, you know, I'm not her daughter, so I would show more favoritism to her. And we just had a little disagreement on whether we should be equal and things like that, because her daughter sometimes acts like a baby and everything like that. So she likes to get her own way because she's spoiled and things like that. But we had a disagreement on the treatment. So that could be something we get into, whether in a family should we treat each other all equally and things like that. What is the disagreement you had, DJJ Prince?
None comes to mind right now.
Okay, so now we are going to – what is one thing that your family has said or taught to you, whether it's good or bad, that you remember?
You can't stay with your dad.
Okay, DJJ Prince. So is that something you remember? Was it good or bad, or was it taught to you? Can you more elaborate on that?
Well, it's bad. But then again, the person thinks it's good, but in my mind, it's bad.
Okay, DJJ Prince, something that stuck with me is, y'all probably noticed a lot, is whatever stays in this house or stays in this family, goes nowhere else. Okay, and that stuck with me because that's something that we learned and things like that, because, you know, in a family, y'all have secrets and things like that, and some things just have to stay in the family. Yeah. What's something that stuck with you? Ask Mama. And if y'all don't know, we have. Oh, this is that's a good thing at sometimes, but then kind of bad sometimes, because you will want to ask others for opinions, but you just have to go to the people in your family. But if y'all don't know, we have Pam Box, DJJ Prince, please be quiet. We have Pam Box in the building, you guys. Pam's Box. Okay, now Ask Mama's gonna tell hers.
Well, you know, it's a lot of things that my family has taught me, but if I had to sum up, I'm just saying one, it would be strength. They have truly taught me how to be strong because they truly challenged me. So my thing would be something that they taught me was strength. Is it good or bad? It has its perks. It is good depending on when you're being strong, and it is also can be a hindrance depending on when you're using it. So it's both. So I would say combo. Kudos, family. Combo. Hey, Princess Nina.
Okay, ex-mama. I mean, not ex-mama. Pants box. Okay, well, I guess Pants box doesn't have nothing for this topic. But, okay, you guys, what do y'all think about adopted families and, like, blood families? Do y'all think there's a difference, or will, like, they ever add up to the real blood family? Actually, Mama, can you please elaborate on my question? I don't think I'm getting the point across.
I believe you're trying to say, do people view extended families such as adopted or foster or family possibly by marriage, do they view that as the same as they do bloodline family? I think that's the question. Was that what you're trying to get at? My answer to that would be, it depends on the way it's put out there. Like my best friend, if you don't know, if you're not already in my family per se, you don't know that my best friends are not my bloodline family the way you put it out there. If I tell you, hey, this is my stepbrother, or this is my godbrother, or my foster brother, of course you're going to at that point know. But if I just told you, hey, this is my brother, hey, this is my cousin, hey, this is this person, you're going to assume that that's blood generation. You're going to assume that. So I think people view it the way you view it. If you respect that that person is your family and you really feel in your heart that is your family to the core, you're going to put that out there. You're going to make other people feel that way as well. So to answer that question, I would think it would be the one's perception of the individual in which they're calling family. I think that's how I would answer that. Do you guys agree with me?
I'm going to tell my side. Okay, so I think, you know, once you get adopted and things like that, you have to cope with things that families do and things like that. And you kind of, if you have brothers and sisters a part of that family and things like that, they're blood related, you would probably never really feel fully equal. Because it's like you maybe will feel some type of way if they, like, they are all related and you're not. You might feel excluded and things like that. But, hey, some people don't feel that way. But it's just probably a little part of you that will always feel that way. So when we ask the question, will it ever add up to a real family, probably over time when somebody gets used to it and coping with things like that. But it will always be a part of them that knows they're adopted and knows there's another family out there for them that is their blood and things like that. So I think that they will probably be equal over time, but never fully feel that they are equal. What do you feel, DJ J. Prince?
I feel like you said they would not feel equal because the parents, it's not, they don't share blood, and the other kids might be kind of, they're not a real brother, and so on and so forth.
Okay, ask Mama.
Okay, now that analogy, I can kind of understand it a little bit, but I'm still on my belief, which is how you put it out there. Now, I'm going to bring it to marriage. People that are in your family due to marriage, do you view them as equal to somebody that's your stepbrothers and sisters? Are they your real brother and sister to you, or not?
I do feel that they are my blood because whether it's a mom or a dad, they still have your blood in them, and I will treat them equally because I have in lost step. Well, I don't really have that much experience with that because my ex mom is not that way. Let me say, my ex-mama was almost going to get married to this guy. Ex-mama, it's for a change to this topic. But, he had kids, and I didn't know if I wanted them to be my stepkids, because if y'all don't know me, stepbrothers and sisters, because y'all know I'm very spoiled and things like that. I want to be the center of attention. Ex-mama. Okay. They will, yeah, if your parents and stuff like that, them equally and treat y'all all the same, even though they're step. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have experience with this either. So I'm about to play a song. Here we go with X Mama.
Okay, so I feel that from a parent point of view, your stepkids should be considered, or you should think of them as your children. But from a point of view to where you're actually the child, I don't think we view as from the kid point of view as your brothers and sisters automatically as though they are your brothers and sisters. And I say that because I have, excuse me, stepbrothers, a stepbrother and sister, and I don't view them, when I say step, I mean in-laws. I don't view them, I can't say I don't view them equal to the way I view my brothers and sisters. And then, you know, my stepbrother tried to date me before, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't look at me as his sister. But I think that's just because we wasn't raised together. You know, this was years ago, so now, you know, I don't know. His kids don't say Titi to me. So I think that it depends on the relationship that you have with the step parent, and how active they are in their children's life. You know, if it's a guy and he has kids and he's married a woman with her kids and the kids lives in the house, her kids are quite naturally going to be more closer than if her kids didn't live in the house. So I think that goes into how do you put these things out there. DJ J. Prince, spin us the song now.
If she respond to this DM, boy, you fucked up. She took your pictures off her gram, y'all ma broke up. First she love you, then she block you, boy, that fucked up.
It's the remix, and you know what's up. Hey, and it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It go
down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him.
Down.
Snapchat me that poop. FaceTime me that if it's cool. Well, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body. If you screenshot, you the police. 10 likes, you on OD. Follow shorter, then unfollow, then follow back. That's so mean. Like I killed them. I killed them. Really killed them. You won't look like that if you undo all them filters. I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
Your dick ain't good enough to be styling on me. Use a bitch to listen to keep on wildin' on me. Hit my side in quick fast. Pull up in that quick fast. I ain't talking pancakes, but he flip fast. A bunch of bad bitches, it ain't doing the dab. This it be in some bang, couple C's on they bag. This it fuck you mean, fuck your little mean. Even Queen B had to tell him I'm the queen. Check the D, blessed indeed. The executive producer, bitch, rest in peace. Then he put his hands in my pants, felt them thicker. That would. He said Kylie was good. I said Miley was good. I said, could you pay my bills like O'Reilly was good? I just sit back and observe all these niggas that I done curved. If it go down on your DM, then baby boy, you lucky. Cause 99.9% of these fuck boys can't fuck me.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
Yo.
It go down.
I see your man post a quote and a pic in bed, so I hit them in the DM like, hey big head. Remember when I was your woman crush? He said yeah. Told him that I'm headed home. He could meet me there. Try to beat me there. Let me be clear. It is you. Aries, pink fucking pinky swear. I'm just looking for a dude that can eat the Do we make more dough than the pizza shop? Do we dress every day like it's Easter Sunday? Can he give me more help than Peggy Bundy? Man, I think I look like turning down from down. Man, I sort of like a dog turning down from bone. You know that I'm a 10, that's the lean on my lens. I don't need another friend, it's just me and my ends. I said what you like about me, he said that's your arrow fat. He said when I let them eat this ice cream out my arrow pack. He said that it's abstract, he said yo, yo, arrow crack. I told him I never front and then I do that arrow fat.
Down in the stem,
it go down
in the stem,
it go down, it go down,
it goes down in the stem,
it go down
in the stem,
it go down, it go down.
Snatch at me that move. Snatch at me that if it's cool.
Snatch at me that
if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the dim. It goes down in the dim.
Okay, now we have Tess Box. Tess Box in the building.
Yeah, so Tan's Box is going to give us a different
take on family in a different direction. So whenever you're ready, Tan's Box.
Okay, so this is, so we're talking about, stepchildren and things of that nature and acceptance. Now, I want to go on the angle of discipline. Because, you know, sometimes relationships break up from that. When you have children and another person comes into the relationship, or both can have children. So now when you live with them, there's different rules, there's different things that have to be said. You know, kids are like smart Alex. You know, they're smart. They're witty. They're brilliant. They think they know everything. But hey, we thought we knew everything too. Can I get amen?
Amen.
To the amen. So yeah, absolutely. You're going to challenge your parents. So, and then you're going to challenge the people that come into their lives also. But it's just actually trying to learn yourself, you know, your independence. Now, when you come to discipline, I had to go to my stepmother and apologize to her. Now, I was young, you know, I was a nice person. She was nice, she tried, she was nice. But long story short, I went to apologize to her because some stepchildren were coming into my life, and I was like, I just couldn't have, I just didn't want, the same behavior. Because I don't think people feel good to be treated or talked to mean or treated mean. Especially when, you're being nice. Because we're trying to build a relationship. So, I had to apologize. So, now, when it comes to discipline, my question is, who is the one that is supposed to step up and say, you have to respect this person, the other person just come in, right in, and, like, what are their boundaries? What are their boundaries? Who steps up first? Who sets the tone in the household? Who does that? Is it the parent of the children? Is it the one that's coming into the family? How does that work? And how do the children react to it, and how do they communicate? And Princess Zena, you're about to answer?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear what you have to say.
Okay. I think
that the parent before the stepmom or stepdad should have taught the children already some discipline and how they could cope with having a stepmother or stepdad so then they can know what they should and should not to do and give her respect or him respect and things like that. And then when, so the parents before has to teach their children already. And then their children just has to apply it and follow the teachings and things like that. And then when the stepmom comes, then they can set some rules and they can discuss some rules and things like that with the step kids and things like that. So then they can all be on the same page instead of the children feeling like when the stepmom or stepdad comes, they feel like, oh, this lady's trying to run me and things like that because they don't already have discipline in their house. So they don't know. So I think it should be the parent, their parent before them, to tell them, and then they should already know how it's supposed to be. And then when their step-parent comes along, they can know, and they can apply some different rules they have in their household and things like that.
Oh, okay, great. So I have two questions that I want.
Can I answer that question?
You absolutely can. My next one, so you guys can think about it, because I want to hear DJ J Prince, because he hasn't said much as this topic, but he had something to say that I actually want to go back to. Maybe not. Let's see. But what do you guys think about family meetings? And I really want to say, I think it should be a family, all together, a family meeting. And then you guys discuss.
That's something you said,
Princess Nina?
Kind of.
Okay, while they're thinking about that, I want to go back to that because I have had a lot of step experience. So I think, you know, it goes back to how your that significant other. And that's going to set the tone, I believe, for the kids, because I have had stepmothers that my father wasn't faithful to. And because I saw all of this, and, you know, it just made me look at their relationship different because of my interpretation on his feelings for that particular person. So I want to answer that question. It would be that person needs to set the tone. Now, I agree with Princess Nina when she said, hey, you need to kind of tell your child before this happens. But it depends, because if you don't live with your other parent and you don't see every day, we know life happens. Sometimes you don't anticipate on being with that person, and it just kind of happens a little quicker than you can anticipate. So I want to keep that in mind, too, because it's hard cohabitating, especially with children, especially being planned or unplanned. So when Princess Nina says that, I think that is the key to speak to your kids first. But I also want to go back to depending on the age of the child, of course, common sense, common manners. This person doesn't have to be a step for you to be respectful. Because they are an adult, you should automatically give them a form of respect, period. And I was just raised, any adult tell you to do something, regardless of their title to you or connection to you, you were to do it. So putting that step or that on there just only would put icing on the cake for me and my generation and how I was raised. For the newer generation, they tend to think they're equal to adults and they don't have them same type of values. And I'm not sure as to why. It could have a play upon the media. I don't know. Technology, you know, it's always something, you know. So I don't know as to why they don't, but regardless of a title, I think respect is something that should be automatically done. But I also, from a kid point of view, I'm going to say as a step-parent, from the kid's side, just because you are a step parent, that doesn't automatically mean that you can treat me any kind of way, and I have to accept that, because my dad or my mother may have chose you, but I didn't choose you. So respect is a two-way street, I do believe, and I like what Pans Box and Princess Nina said, meeting and communication. But I'm also going to add in there that people have to be open. Both parties have to be open, because I know when my parents had divorced, I wasn't open to any stepbrother, stepmama, stepdaddy. I wasn't open to that. I wanted my parents together, and I wasn't hearing anything else. So I wasn't open to receive the step people into my life. So let's just make sure that we're cautious on that too. And then I'm going to kick it to DJ J Prince to answer Pan's Box question. Maybe she needs to say it again for the callers.
Okay. So the question was, who should be the one to step up and which one about? Oh, the meeting? Family meetings? Yeah, about family meetings. Do you agree with family meetings? What do you think should be the communication form? Who do you feel comfortable? Who will you feel comfortable talking to? Why? Why not?
I don't agree with family meetings, because with family meetings, what if your sister or your brother or somebody that you don't like, say, for example, you're with her dad, and then your uncle comes, and then you're trying to tell your dad something, but then your uncle's right there, and it makes you feel uncomfortable telling it by your uncle, so you just don't say nothing at all. And then later on, you think you're going to tell him again, and then your uncle is still right there. And then with family meetings, like I said, you don't want to say it around certain people to make them feel sad or something. So, yeah.
Okay, so you disagree with family, with big family meetings.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, absolutely. Okay, me and DJ J Prince are about to go at it. So now, once you talk to your parent about whatever issue it is that you need to, that you don't want the uncle around, do you then, after you talk to your mom, do you now then, after it's said, you know it's going to be addressed to the uncle? So now are you able to receive, and then once you put it out once, are you still able to stand up and say it and see how you can move past and prove what was it, what happened, what can you do better?
They address it if they get out, they're living with you, if they get out, whatever happens, like if it's addressed correctly, whatever is happening,
Okay,
we thank everybody for calling in, and we're going to do part two Sunday, so all of our callers, y'all stay tuned for part two, and we will be closing it. DJ J Prince is out.
Swag Radio, Jay Prince on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us.